This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Coming to you live from Elangeni Hotel from the 11th Annual Focus Conference. And Jenga Manje, ngihleli with the Deputy Director of TLBC, Dr. Piwa Ngosi Gumede. Sawubona ba.
Yebo, sawubona umjabulisi.
Ayi, siyaphila, sibonga ukuthi uthathe lesikhathi ukuthi usijoyine la MUT Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm great to be here and I also want to greet my listeners to Wako.
Siyabonga, siyabonga. Baba Sigu, day two, manje. Day two proceedings, a focused conference. Again, ngiqale ngibuze ukuthi it turned out this year, comparing it to last year. How does it look like?
It turned out this year, it looks very good. I can safely say that yesterday we've recorded 190. Delegates and our target is anything between 150 to 200 at most. So 190, the turnout was very good. So I'm actually quite happy with the turnout and we're looking forward to keep attracting colleagues from other universities to join us and have a discussion on these critical matters. Of course, the turnout. It is actually intrigued by the theme itself, reflecting on 30 years, everyone would want to get involved with that discourse. Yeah.
I see abonga kakhulu baba, and it's good to know ukuthi in number yabantu like the delegates that get to attend this event ihlezi khula njalo, and siyabona futhi ukuthi ama proceedings a focus conference they get published on big publications like Atlantis Press. Do we see that happening this year?
Oh, definitely, definitely. This year is going to happen.
Yes.
And watch this space for next year, because what we often do is we keep on improving. We reflect on the previous conference and then do better in the next year. But to answer your question, this year you'll definitely get the publication.
Most definitely. Yes. Just before ngiqedele mhlambe ngiyabona ukuthi on different days you guys host different speakers. Just yesterday we had Professor Habib Namhlanje, we have Professor Adams. And I just want to find out ukuthi, like, walk us through the process of like selecting the speakers and explain ukuthi how you ensured that they align with the conference's goals.
You know, firstly, you need to be intentional. Secondly, you need to know people within the sector.
Mm.
And thirdly, the team, the conference team, we engage, we debate about speakers, and until we agree that this one will hit on that particular theme, then we'll all agree and say, yeah, we're set for this one. We actually get into a shortlisting process where we'll start identifying, say we identify six and we're only needing say three.
Yes.
And we look one by one and we say, we need these ones. These ones, there are more. We can spare these ones for other themes, but for these themes,
yes,
these are the ones that are going to really hit the nail on its head. So it does become quite a very debatable.
Yes, I can only imagine. Yeah. I can only imagine. And just before I let you go, my last question, Wuti, eFocus Conference, it celebrated 10 years of its existence last year. This is the 11th year. So ufana ukuthi niqala phansi manje. So like, what are the long-term plans for the Focus Conference and how do you see it evolving in the next upcoming years?
Yeah, no. I that's why I say watch the space, because I wanted to keep it a bit of a secret on the plans that we're busy with. But yes, I can tell you, we spoke about the publication.
Mm-hmm.
Our next step really is to have a partnership with the journal, so that we would have both conference publications and a special issue that will come out of the conference itself. Mm-hmm. So we want to take a step further. Yes. So we don't want to end with the publications only. Mm-hmm. So that's why, but you've made me to now unleash my secret.
Well, I do have that effect on people. I'm sorry. I ask Monge Babgumete for joining us on EBT Radio.
No, thank you very much.
Thank you. That was the Deputy Director from the TLDC unit, SAMUT, Dr. Gumede.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.